on a little of that NFC East action out west with you, it seemed like today.
Yeah, it's you know, any time you play somebody from the East, it's going to be a physical battle. And I didn't expect anything different from this team coming in. I knew it was going to be a physical battle. And I knew it was probably going to be a grind because that's the type of team that they are, and with the talent they had, the big offensive line they had. So we knew we was going to have to be in it for the long haul.
Right, it seems like this team has been really good at dealing with adversity, especially, I mean, you get back up, you're inside your own 10 there, and you get the stop you need. What is it about this team that makes you guys so mentally tough?
Well, that's just what it is. We believe in one another. We believe in what Mike is telling us. You know what I'm talking about, Coach Nolan. And we just have a belief that just because a team gets down there, doesn't matter how they got down there. All that matters is we can't let them in the end zone. It's not going to be an easy task getting to the end zone on this defense. We have to continue to build. It's going to be mistakes we're continuing to make, but all in all, I think the effort is real good.
On that long play that you knocked him out of bounds on the sideline, you ever run that fast since the combine, probably?
No, it's a lot of anointings in his body. A lot of blessings still build up. And you know, if I need to do what I need to do for this team, is if it means pushing the button and running the 4-3 or whatever, then I'm gonna give it to him.
Did you know that was critical? That, I mean, obviously that knocking him out of bounds might have saved you guys the game in some respects. You're running towards him.
I'm trying to keep him in bounds. I thought it was going to be, running around in bounds to stop the clock, but I was trying to get to him as quick as possible to get him and keep him in bounds and either make them hurry up or make them use a timeout.
Are you surprised that, with the game on the line, third and fourth down, that they would go at Champ Bailey? I mean, not many
That surprised me. Yeah. Both times, that surprised me. For them to challenge, Hall of Famer, still doing what he does. You saw what he did today on that beautiful pick on the sideline. So that surprised me that they continued to go at Champ, and I'm glad they did, to tell you the truth.
And Romo, I mean, you've played Romo, as much as anybody. Champ says that he's just a confident kind of quarterback that's going to do that. But even playing against him as much as you do, are you surprised Romo would pick on him as much?
No. I think he said it. He's a confident guy. He believes he can get the ball in to where it needs to be, and, he tried him twice.
Your team's Philadelphia, one of the few teams that actually stopped this team, your team Dallas. What is it that, what's the key to stopping Dallas? You guys did in Philly and you were able to do that?
Well, it's going to always be a long-haul game against this team. Now, we've had a couple of times in Philadelphia that we kind of got after them pretty quick, but for the most part, it's going to be a grind. You're going to have to fight through adversity. You're going to have to not allow them to get in the end zone, and you're going to have to stand up when challenges are presented. And time and time again, this defense continues to do that because we trust one another. We're disciplined for the most part, and we believe.
How much is the pass rush been helping you guys? Dallas now, two more sacks. How impressed are you about how much pressure they're getting on the quarterback, and what does that do for?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Now, it works hand in hand. Sometimes we have to cover a tad bit longer to allow Elvis to get a second move going, and he does it. Those guys up front, they're doing a great job of forcing the quarterback to do things that, probably they don't want to do. And our job in the secondary is continue not to give up big balls and make plays on the other intermediate routes and see if we can make some plays.
Talk about your defenses.
How are you guys able to do so well against the running game? They came in averaging like 200 a game, and I think they had less than 3 carries. What did you guys do?
We are a disciplined group. All of us are coachable. And when Mike says something, as far as how to slow down or stop this team, we all believe and buy into it. And if that means, a guy, so to speak, sacrificing himself so he's not going to make the tackle, somebody else will, then we're going to do that. And it's a long haul.
Sorry, Brandon. What ways did that manifest itself? What did Mike tell you that you guys executed?
Once again, you guys have to watch every week, and you'll see those plays on the field. You just – it's a mindset. Defense is a mindset. Run stopping is a mindset. It's not going to always be pretty. Sometimes you're going to get dealt with. Sometimes, they're going to get the best of you as far as blocking is concerned. It's a mentality. And you got to continue to grind. You got to continue to fight through fatigue, fight through bumps and bruises, and continue to dig it out.
You talk about, I know you're big on film study, but you've gone against Whitney. You've probably seen him in your sleep, you know, so many times. You talk about what you told your teammates maybe this week about the way to approach him and maybe how you executed that today, because he was taken out of the game pretty well.
Again, you guys have to watch. But I mean, I can't tell you my secrets. I mean, there is no secrets, to honestly, about the stopping a great tight end, a great receiver. You just, it's effort. Everybody's involved, whether it be the linebackers jamming them, whether it be tight coverage, whether it be guys getting to the quarterback quicker. It's a team effort. It's not just one individual going against, you know, one of the best, if not the best, tight end in the game.
He bracketed him some on third down in the situations Romo looks, you know, most towards him, it seemed like.
Yeah, you have to watch the film and, you know, check it out for yourself to see if he bracketed or not.
Send me the film to my house.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How appropriate was that the game ended on defensive stand? You guys were out on the field so much today. How appropriate was that finish?
Well, we've in the past given up a couple of drives, especially Cincinnati, and that was in the back of our minds. I know my mind. I don't know about anybody else's. And if we want to be considered to be a good defense, one that can be counted on, you have to hold up when your offense gives you the lead. When you have the lead and you have the last drive, you have to be able to stand. And today we did a great job of, when they got down there after a scramble play, to stand.
A lot's been said about Brandon Marshall this year, but when you see a play like that, you recognize how valuable he can be to the team. Can you just talk about the view from the sidelines watching what he did on that touchdown?
Beautiful. Beautiful. The potential for our big play receivers to do what he did is always there. It's always there. And for him to pull that rabbit out of his hat at that particular moment to catch the ball on the top of a Pro Bowl cornerback and then to avoid maybe two or three tackles to get into the end zone, huge play. Huge momentum, huge confidence booster for him and for our offense. And I think we're just beginning to really, really believe in one another and believe in this what Josh has been telling us every week, and I can't tell you the secrets to that.